Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, typing monkeys, plus haunted real estate and Uncrustables. All coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Regular old family man, that's what I am. It's two kids. It's two kids. I'm an old man, and I have two little kids. My son now is five, if you can believe
it. Man, oh man.
Great age.
I can't believe that.
He's very, very L.A. He has a food allergy.
Yeah! Here we go. Hey!
It's funny because, like, my generation and Tom, you know what I'm talking about here, is that, like, we didn't have food allergies, right?
Yeah,
we would just eat peanuts and die.
Sure.
Yeah, in the herd. That's the way that it was. And we get mad about these kids with their food allergies. What's the matter, six-year-old with a food allergy? What, your immune system can't handle 150 years of industrial pollution pumped into your air and drinking water? Get over it, snowflake! So, my son's particular food allergy is to eggs, which is weird because he's half egg.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is weird. Now, that is a joke!
It's a truism.
Egg. He's half egg on his mother's side.
Yay!
Nice.
So, anybody out there that has a kid with a food allergy, you know you have to have something. It's called an EpiPen.
Yeah, for sure.
Which, by the way, is not a pen. It has the word pen in it. It's a needle, and it's not a pen. If you don't believe me, try to address an envelope with your EpiPen. You'll just put a hole in that thing because it is a needle. It is a needle, and it costs $650 for
what?
The needle. Now, I live in Los Angeles, okay? There are needles everywhere, okay? They're everywhere. Oh, but none of those are good enough for my kid, right? He's got to have this specific $650 needle, which, by the way, it expires. The EpiPen expires. My $650 needle expires. Last time I gave my kid eggs, I did it just to get my money's worth. Let me tell you something. If that thing expires on February 17th, February 16th is starting with an omelet, or as it'll be known from now on, the day Daddy saved your life.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And is that sports?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Another award-winning sportscast.
Check Rocky. This is what you farted for.
And remember, always be a good sport. Christy.
Well, scientists say a typing monkey would not be able to reproduce a Shakespearean masterpiece within the lifetime of the universe.
I knew it.
Within the lifetime of the universe.
The thought experiment known as the
Monkey typey.
Infinite monkey theorem states that a monkey randomly pressing keys on a typewriter for an infinite amount of time would eventually type out the complete works of Shakespeare purely by chance. Mathematicians from the University of Technology, Sydney, put the theorem to the test using the limits of our finite universe. Their calculations included the current global population of around 200,000 chimpanzees and worked off an assumed typing speed of one key every second until the end of the universe, around one followed by 100 zeros. And according to their results, there is about a 5% chance for a single chimp to type the word bananas in its own lifetime.
Just that one word?
Just one word.
5% chance.
Let alone Hamlet.
Yeah.
Even with all chimps enlisted, they would not be able to type out Shakespeare's works within the lifetime of the universe.
Now, the real story here is these scientists know when the universe is going to end.
Yeah. There's that. They theorize.
You want to share that with us?
Yeah.
And somebody probably asked them when they saw this, I have a follow-up question. So you got a time on that, huh?
And I mean, everybody knows chimps. I mean, they can't type like that. I mean... what was Michael Jackson's monkey?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. I mean, he couldn't type out, help me, I'm being sodomized.
If only he could have. You think I'm wearing this diaper because I'm incontinent? No, it's to hide the evidence.
I'm holding everything in.
I always thought that was a stupid thing that the monkeys would type Shakespeare.
I know.
What about the one monkey that gets all the way to Hamlet and misspells the last word?
Right.
Yeah.
That's...
I got another 50 billion years now to type this thing.
Oh, there's something rotten in Denmark?
You mean there's a U in color?
Yeah, sorry. You didn't quite do it.
Interestingly enough,
Albert. Alas, poor Doric.
Interestingly enough, Albert, they did have one monkey was capable in just 1 year of getting 50 Shades of Grey word for word.
What about that?
Amazing, really.
Yes, it's that.
Spelled everything right. Made it more interesting. He actually wrote.
Literary masterpiece, wasn't it?
In half an hour, one monkey wrote out something funnier than an episode of Two Broke Girls.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that something?
Every day they can write something funny.
They did manage to write seven seasons of The Big Bang Theory. I can tell you that.
It's a good show. What's wrong with you?
We're kind of wrapping up Halloween on this day after, and you might want to check if you're buying a house to see if it comes with any spooky roommates. Zillow's recent state-by-state analysis reveals a spine-chilling reality. In most states, sellers are under no obligation to disclose if their property has a haunted past.
Even if they're asked, it sounds
only like. New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Minnesota have legal provisions around haunted home disclosures.
How is that legal?
Yeah, that does. If well, something that well, is,
it's well, that the difference is the, if somebody asked if there was a murder in the house, you absolutely have to disclose it. But they can't. But you don't have to tell them if it's haunted.
That happened if it's haunted.
Yes.
Now, I know in New Jersey, you have to tell them if there are bodies under the cement porch.
Yes, okay. You do.
That's
the say nothing.
Very common.
Right?
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to?
You learn the two most important things: you don't rat on your friends, and you keep your mouth shut.
If someone dies of natural causes, you don't have to necessarily disclose that.
You don't have to disclose that.
What happens if a perfectly normal couple moves in and they get divorced? What about that? Is that a problem?
That could haunt a house.
Yeah,
that'll haunt a life.
It'll leave a mark.
It'll haunt your bank account.
What about if there's a birth? Would you have to disclose that?
No.
There used to be houses there. I mean, there used to be people that would give birth in their homes.
I would rather buy a house where somebody died than gave a disgusting birth.
I had somebody die in the house I was in Delphus.
Really?
Yeah.
You claimed there was a ghost in the house, right?
I claimed that there was a smell at 11:45 of cinnamon.
A.M. or P.M.?
Oh. At night, 11:45 at night, yeah.
That's really something.
That is.
Yeah, it's true.
So let me get this straight. Your contention is...
No, it
there used to be a Cinnabon where you live. Was that
no, there was a smell of cinnamon in the air at 11:45, and I asked many questions, and my neighbor goes, well, you don't know what happened.
Were you on the phone? You moved the ovens, but you didn't move the pastries.
So what was
this? Coming from inside the house.
Was the guy murdered there?
Someone hanged himself on New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Well, New Year's Eve yet.
I say that's the time to do it.
Boy.
Thanks. New Year's Eve.
Yeah, in the kitchen.
The more dramatic, the better. You know me.
Wow. And they made cinnamon rolls.
No!
Every Don't New try Year's to stop Eve. Me.
That's creepy.
So now, made the cinnamon rolls and hung himself?
No, that part I know. Well,
but if you
know, cinnamon rolls.
Ate one first.
Cinnamon rolls don't seem to me to be a suicide item.
No.
What do you think?
They usually make you happy.
Well, tell me whatever it is so I can grab it quickly to end this conversation.
I don't know, maybe a hot pretzel.
Okay.
A bottle and pills maybe is a nice
But this does so your neighbor told you.
They told me, yeah, what Jesus, a lot went on in that house.
Aww.
Wow.
Before you the tenant right before.
Now, see, that's what you should have to disclose, by the way. Mm-hmm. Not ghosts.
Yeah.
But you should have to disclose, hey, my neighbor is a booger-eating hillbilly moron that cuts his grass Sunday mornings at 7. That's what the thing I'd like. Then he keeps six cars on blocks in the front yard.
Christy, you've been a realtor.
Yes, sir.
I bet there have been times where you show up an hour before an open house and you just want to go over to some of the neighbors' houses and goes, will you please stay inside? I mean, that has to be.
Oh, yeah.
Well, please don't come out.
You obviously can't do that. Open houses are not the way to go. That's not my favorite thing.
Would you light candles and stuff?
Yes, that's a big deal.
Now, do you allow people to use the toilet facility while
I don't remember
the answer.
I'll tell you this, I ain't buying this place until I mark my territory. I can tell you that right now.
My very first open house, right over here, actually, right near where we're sitting. And I was green under the gills, and I had a gentleman come in and go upstairs and use the facility.
Did he number two?
Yeah, and not flush.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Was that purposefully?
Sounds like it.
I think it was some
kind of a weird fetish?
Probably.
You have a serial visitor? I had a friend who was a real estate agent, and they knew of a guy who would come to different open houses just to get in the panty drawers.
According to Matthew Perry's book, he would go to open houses and go through medicine cabinets.
Man.
Oh, see what he could find.
Wow.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I was shopping for homes, I turned on every faucet, flushed every toilet, and turned on the showers.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do.
Okay, yeah. But I did not...
use them.
Did not poop.
But I have. Have you thought, though? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to take a shower in a house you're looking at before you move
that's
in there?
Route,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I think you've always said it'd be nice to be able to spend the night in the house one night before you actually made an offer.
Yeah, because you always find there's always that one thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, for some inexplicable reason, at 12:45, you hear screaming, I'm being savagely murdered. You know what? Who's that? I'm here by myself.
You know what?
I try before you buy things.
No, that's going to happen so often you won't even notice it.
You'll get used to it.
Or highway noise or traffic when you're coming home from work. I mean, there are all kinds of variables.
Hmm.
Yeah, or someone who had five cats that they let poop in the crawl space.
Oh, that was that. Gross. I remember that.
You know what?
So gross.
Part of me thinks that you have always wanted to tell the ultimate story to someone so they would be shocked and dismayed, and they'd remember it for the rest of their lives. That story affected me in that way.
Yeah.
I will never forget that story.
And the lesson is never waive the inspection.
Exactly.
Oh. Right. And I can walk in a house and immediately smell cat. I don't care what.
When I looked at it, they had 50 candles going.
Well.
I didn't think, they're hiding something. That was a long siege. Now, you guys were eating Uncrustables because they were in the news yesterday.
And Christy took a bite and peanut butter squirted all over her pants.
Sure did. My shirt, my pants.
Yeah, you've had worse.
Why did you scream, give me all you got?
Big boy. Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that was odd. Was it just Pavlovian?
And then one of those things you went, oh, don't do that.
First time I've ever done this.
No,
you're wasting it.
Let's do a test of for Ms.
Save
Hooker.
It for me.
Ms. Hooker, please.
Yeah.
Uncrustables, do you know who makes them?
Smuckers.
Smuckers. Very good. You were paying attention.
Yeah,
I created a monster.
And what are the Smuckers people, what state are they located in?
The Smuckers brothers are...
That's right. They used to have a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
Smuckers brothers.
Oh. Mama liked me the best.
Nebraska. I don't know.
Colorado.
No. Orville, Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, that's right. The home of Bobby Knight.
Ace New.
That's and they're right. building a third factory. That's how popular the Uncrustables are. They're about to hit $1 billion in sales. We're good news for Smuckers.
Adding a third trick.
And the only reason I bring it up again is because it happens to be one of Chick's finest impressions. The old commercial for Smuckers.
With a name like Smuckers Uncrustables. It's gotta be good. It's getting better.
It is getting better. It's getting more nuanced.
Yes. Holy hell.
During the break, our producer Hoffy made us Uncrustables in the air fryer.
And then immediately got criticized by Josh.
Josh didn't
and
care
the,
for them.
He buttered them and put them in the air fryer. And I know we've gotten a lot of emails, people suggesting this. It's least favorite way to eat an Uncrustable.
I would like to try a ham and cheese Uncrustable that way.
That's what you do.
Wait a minute. There are ham and cheese Uncrustables?
You can make any Uncrustable when you have your own machine.
No. Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. See, again, instead of using the store-bots,
we care about
our children.
We have the Campbell Chef.
Christy, I only use grass-fed Uncrustables.
Are you talking right now?
I know, really? Buddy. You better be careful.
You
are. These are all jokes, folks.
He carries on the same way that he criticizes. Look at that guy with that bald head.
I guarantee you that little pampered chef crimper thing is one of their most popular
items.
Once again, Christy has her own home uncrutchable thing along with
You don't need an uncrutchable.
The uncrutchable
so
is the thing that cures polio leg.
That's right. You throw the crutch away.
Just like little tiny Tim.
I'm gonna Where's go my uncrutchable, my Daddy? Bread.
Yeah.
I find Pampered Chef products to be fantastic.
They are great.
I have a egg poacher that is just wonderful. 45 seconds, you have a great poached egg.
Hey, Tom, did you hear that Josh has an egg poaching machine?
He says Pampered Chef is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
That's what he said.
I wanted to play angry so bad.
What do they have in the pizza realm, Josh?
They have a pizza stone that's incredible.
Yes, it'll last forever.
Pizza stone.
Yes.
Pizza stone and a poaching machine.
I don't eat that much pizza!
Are you
happy? He's losing it.
Have I ruined pizza for you? Now, if you order, are you afraid that the delivery guy is going to say, I figured it was you?
Yes. There are things I can't do because I can't. When I go to Costco, everybody's trying samples. I can't eat them.
Are you afraid somebody's going to snap a picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's because I know somebody will walk by. Well, there's Josh. Of course, he's eating the samples.
Well, Tom, didn't you catch Josh at the grocery store, though?
Yes.
At the worst time.
One time I was at the grocery store, I saw Josh. I snuck up behind him, and he had a grocery cart with like 40 boxes of some chocolate thing.
I had 3 boxes of Chocodiles because they were unavailable in St. Louis, and I was shipping them to a friend.
Sure you were.
Yes, I kept one box for me.
Okay, that's fair.
But the rest were being shipped, but here comes Tom. Of course, I have a shopping cart full of chocolate.
I, of course, was buying organic celery.
Of course.
He was laughing. Tom was laughing so hard.
They called security when I started taking pictures. So I'm sorry. So you guys both have a homemade Uncrustable machine.
Yes. I'll bring it in on Monday, and we'll make them
here.
We
can step on it.
I would prefer the store-bots.
You don't even eat the store-bots.
Well, I'm hoping that maybe the Uncrustable people will hear this and send us a case to try.
Oh, my God, I hope so.
How many flavors do they have?
Oh, they have strawberry, grape, honey, white, they have wheat bread.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Do they have savory? Do they have sandwiches?
Not that I'm aware of.
They should.
Hey, Uncrustable also has a hazelnut spread like a Nutella.
Oh, keep it.
Yeah, you can make it out of that
You
one.
Don't like
yeah.
Nutella?
I hate Nutella.
Me too.
Not like Nutella.
Hey, your brain thinks this is going to be chocolate. Nope.
Chocolate flavored hazelnut spread.
Sucks. Terrible.
Chocolate flavored chocolate.
Why don't they just, yes, why don't they just hazelnut? No, chocolate.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.